Coming up, sick or not, Manchancha, the associate editor at Scorpio, the Daily Maverick's investigative unit, next with the finance week that was.
Monday to Friday. 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. This is Today with Kino Kamis on Cape Talk.
And a very good morning to Sikonati Manchancha.
Good morning, Kino. Good morning, Cape Talk.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, did you forget about Iqbal?
Good morning, Uncle Iqbal.
Hey, what a story that is. Hey, what's your take on that?
Kino, I'm busy here with serious matters. Let's get on with the show.
I got back on with serious issues earlier, and I said, and I made it very clear, and I'm one of the people in the media that will say so, because I'm not going to, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, we need to say what we need to say. For survey to accuse a judge of being DA friendly and accuse ministers of and the president of being on fishing expeditions just smacks of arrogance. And one then looks.
And stupidity.
Yes, and stupidity too. And then at the end of the day, you get your newspaper to write a puff piece telling your side of the story right under the masthead. I'm sorry. That is what they call the prostitution of journalism. So
why would you buy a newspaper if you won't tell your own story?
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I could just buy a PR company, but then I'll have to. Anyway, but let's talk about America. Hey, slapping sanctions.
And you call investigators, by the way. You call law enforcement agencies, regulators, you call them intruders.
Yes. Yes.
If you own your own newspaper.
Well, we should get a dictionary and explain to him what an intruder actually is. Now, America slapped sanctions on the Guptas and the foot soldier Salim Essa for corruption and state capture. Funny thing is, I didn't see Duduzani's name in there.
Duduzani's name was long in the list. Remember, he's a politically exposed person, and indeed, Duduzani is a Gupta, remember?
Yeah, oh, true story. So he would, I'm sure he even took on the surname.
Yes, Duduzani is a Gupta, so don't worry about him. He said Rajesh or Tony or whatever their name is. Duduzani is one of them.
Okay,
and,
good.
So, you know, that McKinsey Global Act, it says, actually, if any institution, American institution, any institution that does business in the United States of America comes across the assets of any of these individuals, freeze them on the spot and report them to the government of the United States of America because we need to repossess these artifacts, it says. So, Duduzani Zuma and his fellow travelers in the Gupta family will never set foot in the United States of America. And indeed, if MasterCard, for example, if you hold a credit card with a branded Visa or MasterCard or anything from the United States of America, your assets are automatically frozen. No bank will touch you anywhere in the world, anywhere you may be. If Boeing comes across you at one of their planes, they lock the doors and inform the United States government. Are we expecting arrest yet? Definitely. That should be the next step under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act of 1977. Any of these people can be arrested anywhere in the world and sent to the United States for prosecution. Remember one Manuel Chang, the finance minister of Mozambique, who's still in prison somewhere in Johannesburg?
Yes. That one?
He was nabbed. Well, on his way to Dubai, where the Guptas are, of course, he was nabbed at Johannesburg at OR Tambo International Airport for bribery and for thieving in Mozambique involving 2.8 billion rand. He did not commit an offense in America, but used American currency to charge a bribe. So let's get used to charging in Zimbabwean dollars if we want to get bribes. The Guptas will now find out the hard way.
Well, we can definitely thank Donald Trump for this one. Never thought we'd say it, but hey.
No. Don't give credit where credit is not due. This is an act of Congress passed in 2012 by a president called Barack Obama.
I know.
And has been activated indeed against people in Russia who 2 meters first targeted. It has indeed been activated against people in Pakistan and in many other parts of the world, certainly in Iraq.
Let me reel in my fish while you're saying that. Okay. We know. I'm just pulling your leg. I want to see what your reaction was. And I mean, by the way, if Dudu Zane's assets, on a lighter note, eh? If Twitter's anything to go by, the US government is not the only entity or out there after Dudu Zane's assets.
Looking for Dudu Zane's assets. The first three letters of that word, are they big letters?
Now let's move on quickly. Wait, my government is not in the business of selling power stations. This is according to Cyril McBuffalo, our president, who loves running his country by committee and meeting. But I mean, he still hasn't told Tito this, did he?
No. He's not impolite like that. He won't tell Tito. He'll just ignore him and tell everybody else. But actually, I'm surprised he's not yet appointed a committee to look into Tito Mboweni's plan for the economy of South Africa. But I suspect that's where we are heading next. He says Eskom will not be selling its new power station. He actually calls them crown jewels. The Medupi power station, the Kusile power station, he says they are the crown jewels of Eskom. They will not be sold. But Cyril Ramaphosa says neither will the old power stations that have just about to reach the end of their generating life. They will not be sold. In other words, Tito Mboweni, whatever you're smoking on your farm in Limpopo, we are not selling these power stations. Eskom only owes the world about 450 billion rand. See where you find it. You are not going to raise money by selling assets.
I don't know. I really. I mean, I'm really worried about all these committees and commissions.
You noticed, by the way, presidents that don't form commissions, they just get on with the business of governing. Abiy Mohamed of Ethiopia has now been awarded a Nobel Peace Prize. He's only 6 months into the job, and he has just got on with it and started governing.
Well, exactly.
He didn't form committees.
Yeah, and I mean, yesterday, you talk about Eskom and Crown Jewels. I mean, I had Jan Ober also on. I mean, you know, lovely guy, but anyway. You know, he talks about their net profit or their net loss EBITDA and the fact that, not really committing to anything. They say, oh, no, their debt's not 450 billion when it comes to Kusile and Medupi. He says it's more like 300 million. But he doesn't talk about the interest and all the other charges and outstanding bills. And then an interesting one, Sikonati, that you might want to look into. And maybe you know about this because you've been the person that actually spent a lot of time and still does looking at Eskom. Someone sent a message saying, ask him how much they spend on toilet paper and black paper bags. He then admitted that, you know, you can buy your black paper bags much cheaper at ShopRite, Checkers and Pick and Pay than what they pay for it at Eskom itself.
I don't think Eskom is in the business of generating whatever toilet paper can use for. They're in the business of generating.
No, they're neck deep in it. I mean, they need the toilet paper. Let's go to EOH. They're laying criminal charges against senior employees for corruption.
Yes, this is corruption that they say netted the company contracts of about 1.2 billion rand from there between 2014 and 2017. Now, of course, they were the people against whom EOH will be laying criminal charges were not named, but these are senior executives in the company. We know this was during the time the company was led by Asha Bobot and there's Zunaid Mayet as well. There were contracts that, including from the South African Police Service. Remember an acting police commissioner called Khumutso Patlane?
Who?
He was terribly implicated in this, and he got away driving about Toyota buggies, each worth about 400,000 rand. Mm. And this is money that could be traced directly to these contracts, it would seem. Now, EOH is laying criminal charges against its own executives.
Yeah.
They have not been named. Neither are those recipients of the bribes have been named. It's a story in Business Day. The chief executive says, after a forensic investigation by the law firm ENS Africa, we are laying these charges. There was corruption. There was fraud by our own employees. We want them booked in.
Now, Sikonathi, the asset forfeiture unit, now they've raided Zandile Gumede's place and they find the wheels fit for thieves. And this is someone who also said that she's as poor as a church mouse. I mean, I saw a gull wing there.
I don't even know what a gull wing is, but I saw a Maserati and a Porsche and a Ferrari coming out of a garage. I guess the church mouses in that area are very poor, so poor that they own million rands worth of vehicles. Kino, think about this. Last week while we were away, we reported that Switzerland had just auctioned 25 vehicles belonging to Teodoro Obiang Nguema's son in Equatorial Guinea. These vehicles were worth 557 million rands. A lot of them look like the vehicles that were found in Zandile Gumede's house in Durban yesterday. The authorities have not said what the value of the vehicle is, but it would seem people who are in close relationship with other people's money love Ferraris, they love Maseratis. You could see them coming out of Zandile Gumede's house. Of course, we don't know if she owns them, but she is a mayor that does not get paid more than 2 million rand. Yet you will find a 4 million rand.
Doesn't she know Dudu Muyeni? Because maybe she can give us some money and help her drive to Pretoria.
She just needs to borrow her a Maserati so she can drive and fly to Pretoria to attend her court case where she must be declared a delinquent director for her conduct at South African Airways. This is a case by OUTA, the organization undoing tax abuse. It took her and a few other directors and said, let's declare these people delinquent directors for really, I could use a really terrible word, but I won't, for killing South African Airways. And of course, billions were lost there at South African Airways in corruption, while Dudu Muyeni was chairperson of the airline company, which you and I, of course, are paying to replace the money.
But
Dudu does not have money to take a ride to Pretoria. I heard ENCA has offered her a flight ticket to attend the court case.
I'm happy to throw in some money there as well, I tell you. Now, by the way, if she does take the Maserati, though, and she switches on the radio, she might hear this. Got no money. Anyway, Sikonathi Mantshantsha. It's a Friday, man. And thank you very much for always waxing lyrical about all things finance and that finance week that was. You must have a wonderful weekend. And time for me to say thank you for tuning into the show this morning. I encourage you to go out there, pay it forward, and by the way, have a fabulous weekend. See you Monday. On CapeTalk.ca.